It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
Well, go ahead. You earned it. Go ahead.
Nothing. There's nothing to say.
There's a lot to say.
There's a lot to say, and I feel like I've said it for months, and there's really not anything new. I just kind of always knew it was going to happen, and I was very adamant about that. So I can neither confirm or deny if this morning before the news happened, I went back to old YouTube videos and read comments about people telling me how wrong I was going to be and how dumb of an idea it was. But I always knew that it was probably going to happen, and I just was adamant about it. That doesn't mean that I think it's the best idea in the world. It means that I knew it was going to happen, and today they proved that.
For the record, I was not wrong. You were just more right.
Yeah. No, you
– I will take like a quarter of an L here. I'll say I've always been very skeptical, and I've always said the same thing. Hey, if it's going to happen, this would be the time of year. Mm-hmm. But I always thought it would take a certain set of circumstances. I did not feel it would just kind of happen in a vacuum. Oh, he's coming back. Mm-hmm. That apparently is the case. Yeah. So in that respect, I did not anticipate this. I always for months, I'm like, man, I kind of hope it happens for Matt's sake because he's so adamant about it.
Yeah.
And for, you know, the integrity of the podcast here, by the way, it's always game day in Buffalo. What we're talking about, in case you're just kind of listening and maybe just caught, you know, you're getting in your car, you're like, oh, they threw up an episode today on a Wednesday. Micah Hyde is back, folks. Mm-hmm. He is signing with the Bills. He has signed with the Bills practice squad. We are here at One Bills Drive right now recording this episode, this podcast on Wednesday, December 4th. And we're going to go out to talk to the players after they have their walkthrough. But Sean McDermott, by the way, in a very casual manner, confirmed the news. He just walks up and goes, oh, by the way, another thing today, Micah Hyde's back.
Let me tell you, just from a human standpoint, I've been pretty nervous today because I had a feeling today was the day. And when they didn't announce the move before Sean came to the podium, I sat there and was like, oh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this isn't going to happen. And then after he said that there's the injury updates, and then he said, and oh, by the way, Micah Hyde has rejoined the team on the practice squad, then I think I kind of like had a sigh of relief a little bit. If you only saw my phone right now, the amount of messages, and it also is very validating because so many people listen to this podcast because so many of the comments have been like, you've been saying it on the podcast, yeah. Even on the Bills Instagram, one of the top comments right now is Matt Bove is blanking his pants right now because people know how much we've been talking about it. And I always said it's a little bit of a bit because it's funny to have bits on podcasts, but it makes sense for a lot of reasons. And I do think that this is a smart move for the Bills.
Yeah. And listen, we've already received, I got a lot of comments, people saying, oh my God, it's, you know, Bove's time. He's been right all along and they couldn't wait. They couldn't wait for this podcast. Here it is. This is the Matt, we're going to call this the Matt Bove Victory Lap podcast today here on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Make sure you subscribe to us, watch us at the Sal Sports YouTube page, of course, wherever you do your podcast. So Micah Hyde is back. It is important to note, it is the practice squad. Mm-hmm. Someone asked me, just want to clarify how this works for everyone. Someone asked me today, good question, does that mean he can get poached by another team? Well, sure, but he's not like, you can't just go take him. He is still a free agent. All practice squad players are free agents. But for the last several months, Micah Hyde could have signed with any team. True to his word, he said it was either Buffalo or no one. So he goes on the practice squad. They would take another team going, Michael, we really want you to sign. And he would have to say, okay, I'll come to your team. That's not happening. He's going to be a Buffalo Bill. Sean McDermott said, this does not change the roles of DeMar Hamlin, Taylor Rapp, or anyone else for that matter. I got to think maybe down the road it could change roles.
Yeah, I think that they'll use him in spot duty in certain situations. Maybe they take one of those players and put them where they've been using Cam Lewis, and then they have Micah Hyde play more of a true safety position, or maybe this is strictly an insurance policy for a potential injury. Taylor Rapp has been banged up in his career. DeMar Hamlin has had times when he's been banged up in his career. So I think that this is a really smart insurance policy. I also think what he means to the organization and the leadership cannot be overstated. And one of the reasons I've always felt so strongly about this is it takes two to tango. I think it made sense for the Bills to bring him back, but I think it made sense for Micah to come back in a way that he wanted to, which is now five games in the regular season. We're probably not going to see him active for at least a couple weeks, but he's available potentially for the last games of the regular season, potentially for the playoffs. And how would you feel if you spent 7 years of your life working towards something, and then you watched the team that you gave all of that time and effort to get to 10-2 and look as serious as they have ever looked at winning a Super Bowl? I'm sure he wants to be a part of it. And it's obviously a completely different situation. You know who else probably really wishes they were here right now? Jordan Poyer, because he's going to be somebody that a lot of people are thinking about today. He's with another team, so that's not going to do anything. But Micah Hyde never signed somewhere for this reason. I think he thought, if the Bills were good, I'm going to come back when it makes the most sense for me. And now that makes sense.
I asked Sean McDermott, because I think it's important to note that, you know, does it take a certain type of player to make this move? Meaning, I know that Sean really cares about what his locker room culture is like. And I love his response. He said, I am very protective of the locker room. I love that. And he's right. And he said, that's right. That it doesn't, you can't just have anyone, as he said, just drop them in right there. This time of year, what they're chasing, what they're going for, to have the right person to come into that mix. And that speaks to Micah and the character and what they trust about him. So I think it's interesting and important here to note that I don't think Micah Hyde's going to come in there and all of a sudden DeMar Hamlin's got to be on notice or Taylor Rapp. I think Micah Hyde's probably going to be the best teammate and leader he can be and say, I'm not here to take your job. I'm here to help everyone. We're all here in this together, and we're going to try and win. I don't care who's out in the field. Whoever it is going to make plays, but we're all here to help each other.
I almost think of it like in 2022 when he was injured. He got hurt in week two against the Titans on Monday Night Football, and then did not play for the rest of the year, and then was cleared to come back potentially in the AFC Championship game that they did not make it to. I almost think his role is going to be similar now to what it was during that season, where he was off to the side, he was coaching his fellow safeties, he was providing any insight that he can, and then eventually maybe he'll be ready to get back on the field and make a play. I think that, you know, he's healthy now, so he's going to be available a lot sooner than he was during that circumstance. But I think there's a reason he came back, because I don't think, even though he's on the practice squad, that like he's not going to play. He's going to play at some point. I just don't know what role.
Remember, they get elevations still. Yeah. He could just be elevated. They don't have to even. Here's how it can work, folks, just so everybody knows. They don't have to make a spot for him on the 53 at all. They can literally wait a couple of weeks, and then he gets three elevations for the final three games, and then they can just elevate through the playoffs too.
Exactly. Is there a limit in the playoffs?
No. There's no limit to the number of times, but yeah, still two per week. Uh-huh. But your elevation's reset, and you can just keep getting elevated.
And another common, I think, misconception that has been out there about Micah Hyde, and you've commented on it a bit, but it was never like you were pushing back. A lot of people have thought Micah Hyde would not come back unless he was the solidified starter.
I felt that.
I never felt that. I almost felt the exact opposite of it. I was like, for a player who has dealt with injuries and contemplating retirement, what better situation to come back into than one where you're not counted on for every snap on the defense? You can come in on third and long when you know it's going to be a deep shot, because that is your expertise, not giving up big plays, keeping everything in front of you. So I feel like it's kind of, you know, the perfect scenario for him, somebody who is considering retirement. Now he gets to come play a couple games, go on a run in the playoffs and see what happens.
So let's just play this scenario out for a second. Let's say you get to the playoffs, you're in a critical game, and you have, you know, one of your safeties goes down. Would you rather have Cole Bishop, who's been here all year practicing, or Micah Hyde kind of come in after maybe a few weeks on the practice squad and getting elevated?
Micah Hyde to me. I think that Micah Hyde, I know that he is not the player he was a couple years ago. People are going to think of the interception against the Patriots in the wild card round, the most ridiculous interception. He's not that guy, but I don't think he hit the wall quite like some of the other older players on the team last year did. I still think he's got some juice. I don't think he's got all of it, but I would trust him. Just his knowledge of football is one of the reasons why I think he has been such a good pro. I think it's more about that than it ever was about his intangibles. You look at Micah Hyde, he's an exceptional athlete, but he's not freakishly fast. He's not unbelievably strong. He's just really smart, and he knows how to play the game. So that's why I would trust him.
Okay, independent of Micah Hyde's news, obviously that is the biggest story here today at One Bills Drive. The Bills are back on the practice field getting ready for the LA Rams, and here's something really nice. Every single member of the Bills team is practicing today, Matt, in some capacity. Now, a few guys like Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman, they're going to be limited today. Taylor Rapp's limited. We'll see how the week goes. But great news to get Dalton Kincaid back to practice. We know Keon's been practicing anyway a little bit. Things are trending well for them, and including defensive tackle Dwayne Carter. And I wonder what happens at the end of the week with him. They have until Saturday at 4 p.m. if they want him to be a part of the active roster on Sunday as well.
Here's my read on how this all plays out. I think because Keon Coleman was close to playing in the last game, we see Keon Coleman play on Sunday against the Rams. Dalton Kincaid, I think this will be his week to get back up to speed. We still don't see him this weekend, but we probably see him next week when they go to Detroit. As for Dwayne Carter, I think he's going to be active. I don't know if they just replace Jordan Phillips with Dwayne Carter, or because Keon Coleman is coming back, maybe they move on from one of the receivers, maybe a Jalen Virgil, and then they activate him to the roster and try and get Jalen Virgil back on the practice squad. So I do think there's some options here, but I am expecting Keon Coleman to play in this game, and I think there's a pretty good chance we see Dwayne Carter. Not really super optimistic about Dalton Kincaid. Walked through today, two practices this week, so not a ton of time to get back up to speed. Feel like they'll take it slow with him.
Okay, and then the other news was obviously Sunday night. We talked a lot about Matt Milano's return. Mm-hmm. Sean McDermott again today reiterating that he thinks, you know, he said, I can't speak for Matt. You're going to be sore right through a football game, but he came out well. He came out healthy, and it looks like all systems go from here forward for Matt Milano. And based on what we saw on Sunday, he is the starting Will linebacker, and he's going to be on the field pretty much every time.
Yeah, we recorded the episode on Sunday night at like 2 a.m. on Monday morning. The snap counts officially came out later Monday morning. You posted them. I believe it was 77% of snaps for Matt Milano, and I think he was out there for every first and second down.
He was out there in every snap except when they went dime defense, literally a one-for-one switch. Cam Lewis came in for 11 snaps. He went out. That was it. Otherwise, he played.
And I think that that's a really promising sign. Now, I will say after...
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Going back and looking at the game a little bit, he did not fully look like Matt Milano, but that is to be expected for a player who has not played in like 14 months or whatever it is. I think this is somebody who is going to continue as the season goes on, and that's why I think it's so valuable that he was ahead of schedule. Getting him back now, as opposed to getting him back in 3 or 4 weeks, you don't want him figuring these things out in the last game of the season as you're getting ready for the playoffs. You want him figuring these things out now, so in 5-6 weeks, he is the absolute best version of himself, which will not only be great for the Bills, it'll also be great for all of the other guys, like Terrell Bernard and all the players that are lining up with him.
All right, listen, we got a lot more coming your way this week. Of course, on the radio side, WGR Sports Radio 550. And on the television side, hey, WKBW-TV, give this man a raise. He was not only doubling down, but tripling down and quadrupling down every time he went on the Monday show, every time he came on this podcast. So great job, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was fun because I know that people found it enjoyable to an extent, but other people thought it was super annoying. And I'm sorry if you were one of those people that got really sick of us talking about it. But... It was
here we are.
But here we are, because it was never, once again, never something that I thought was a great idea. I just thought it was definitely going to happen. So that's why
you think it's a great idea now?
I think it's a good idea. I don't think it's like a slam.
You're not against it.
No, absolutely not. I'm not like this is a slam dunk. The Bills are winning the Super Bowl because they're signing Micah Hyde. I have never felt that way, but I keep thinking back to the Chiefs game last year with AJ Klein covering Travis Kelce.
Yep.
Different positions, I understand, but what if something happens to one of your safeties? Do you really want Kareem Jackson off the practice squad or Cole Bishop, who has played like a handful of snaps, out in that situation? I don't think you do. I don't think it's ever a bad idea to add valuable depth, especially now that you know you're going into the playoffs.
All right. Make sure you stay up to date with us again at Sal Sports on the YouTube side of things right there. Thank you, by the way. I went back and looked at the numbers. We're getting 10 to 15,000 viewers every single show on the viewership side, on the video side, audio as well, wherever you pod. Also, all these people tagging us with their favorite podcasts for the year from Spotify. Man, how cool is that?
Yeah, that is so cool. Thank you all for the continued support. To see how the podcast has grown, this will be our third season doing the podcast together. It feels like it keeps getting bigger, which is really, really cool. Shout out Brian Baldinger for joining us earlier in the week. That was a really cool interview. If you haven't listened to that, talked a lot of offensive line. So yeah, as these charts come out, it's cool to see our podcast with other big podcasts. Yeah. You know, like some people are like, oh, I listen to Pardon My Take, I listen to New Heights, and I listen to It's Always Game Day Buffalo. And I'm like, whoa, one of those things does not belong with the others, but it is certainly a cool to see it that way.
No doubt about it. All right, a lot more coming your way. Thanks to our producer, Mike Rabier. Micah Hyde is back. We'll talk to you again later this week.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!